This is exactly right.
On the next season of Tenfold More Wicked, a longtime listener reaches out with a tragic family story that's been passed down through the centuries. It's about Rebecca Briggs Cornell, an English Puritan separatist fleeing religious persecution, only to be found burned to death in her own home. Was it an accident or was it murder? Season 11 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Brandy. I just want to let you guys know I'm about to be on tour for the next 2 weeks. So if you're anywhere in the Southeast, come on out to come see me live. I'm going to be October 22nd. I'm going to be in Richmond, Virginia. October 23rd, Augusta, Georgia. October 25th, Huntsville, Alabama. October 26th, Nashville, Tennessee. October 27th, Asheville, North Carolina. October 28th, Knoxville, Tennessee. October 30th, Charleston, South Carolina. Halloween, I'm doing a house party show in Jacksonville, Florida. Come on out to that. November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, I'm in Gainesville doing Fest, which is going to be great with a bunch of past guests on the show. November 4th, Atlanta, Georgia. November 5th, Chattanooga, Tennessee. November 6th, Columbia, South Carolina. BrandyPosey.com has all that information, or say hey to me on Twitter. If you're coming out, let me know too. Yeah, I would love to see you. Enjoy the show.
I'm Babs Gray, and I have to send photos of everything I eat to this trainer that I'm working with, but I don't have a good picture of my boyfriend's dick.
You're a fucking idiot.
I wrote dick really big too.
Of course.
You had to caps.
I got that with
for
the performance.
Sure.
Yeah, I felt it.
I was able to transcribe
all caps.
It.
I'm Brandy Posey, and not to brag, but I have the credit score of a much younger woman.
Ooh.
I'm Tess Barker, and can we throw away our phones yet?
Yes.
God, yes, let's do it. Not until after you listen to this episode, because we are.
Yes.
Wait,
Wait, what do I say?
Can you keep a secret?
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Wait, we messed something
up. We missed
up.
Something.
This is Lady to Lady.
This is Lady to Lady. Oh, yeah. I was supposed to answer my own question.
And this is Lady to Lady.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Oh, my God. I forgot. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Let's just go.
Go to
someone
the show.
Someone say Macbeth. Okay.
Hello. We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course, Big Tess. We got a show for everyone. That's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
I like literally forgot what happened.
Show.
So I know what
it's
happens,
okay.
But I can't remember what order it goes in. I say this is Ladies and Ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like one of those moments where you're like, if you think about it, scissors is a weird word.
Dude, do you ever forget how to spell your name sometimes?
Yeah.
Where you're like, wait, why do we have letters?
You just look at words long enough and nothing means anything.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's where we're at. So welcome to this quality content. Mm-hmm. Thanks for tuning in.
Going to be a pretty sick one tonight.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
See, our guest feels. He's got an amazing guest on tonight. He's a writer and podcaster. He's got two amazing shows, Doughboys and How Did This Get Played with Heather Campbell, Nick Weiger.
Hi.
Hey.
Is it me? Is that the issue?
I think
Did
so.
Did I keep disrupting the energy in here?
There's a man
so.
In the room. We forgot how to spell because there's a man here.
Like, did we not stage you before
they
you
usually
came
do
in?
It for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Nick, how do you do it?
You're actually not going to talk on the podcast. We're just going to hand you a series of tighter and tighter jars to open for us.
Yes. Oh my God, that would be a funny. What if we like just it was just the intro? We never pranked a guy by bringing him on, and we never like introed them. And then we're like, all right, it's time for commercial, and they're like, wait, what the fuck?
We just brought you over to sit here.
Yeah, we've got a VCR that's flashing 12. Can you please just take care of that for me?
I feel like you could sell, like you could have that be a concept where it's just the guest is there, and you're just wasting their time.
Mm-hmm.
You have
yeah.
a guest photo, and so that's when people are like, listen, you just never get to them.
Well, yeah.
All right,
we could have a live guest cam so that viewers could kind of see your discomfort.
Yeah,
you hear them laugh a little bit. Maybe they do the thing of like, oh, sorry, I'm not supposed to talk yet.
Yeah.
You know, like
that'd be about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say I do have, I can't say the details. I'll tell you guys off air.
Okay.
Oh,
I do have a podcast prank planned at some point. That was a lot of peace.
Wait, yeah. on this
no,
podcast?
No, no,
for another,
a separate idea.
This is a guest prank idea.
I wouldn't be
idea.
Telling you guys about
no,
that.
No, I was like, okay, yeah. I'm gapped. You know I'd love to be pranked. But...
I know. Yeah, no, yeah. It's a prank for the world.
Oh.
Wow.
I'll tell you guys. No, because it'll give it away if I do it.
Okay.
That sounds ominous.
It really does.
I'm going to prank the
joker.
World.
That was a joker. Like, it was a prank to the world.
I'm going to dance on some stairs to a pedophile song. It'd be great.
Wait, who's song
Gary
is
Glitter.
It? I haven't seen it.
It's a Gary Glitter song. That hey.
Oh.
He's a pedophile?
Oh, that sport song.
He's going to die in prison in like Cambodia. He's serving like a 20-year sentence.
Yeah.
For sex trafficking. Yeah, yeah, he's a fucking monster.
Jock jams.
I mean, I feel like jock jams probably doesn't have a great odds.
No. Yeah,
regular jocks don't have a great odds.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Especially not what they jam out to, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be the saddest data to pull. Just to go through the jock jams and be like, oh, no, also in jail?
You guys know, I think they're actively still making Now That's What I Call Musics.
Oh, I'm sure they are, yeah.
I think they're on like 597 or something.
Right.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Those are just like, those sell because confused grandparents buy them as gifts, right?
It's like, yeah. I think so. Yeah. I think that's like a Walgreens, like, day before Christmas purchase.
Yeah.
You're like, oh God, my 12-year-old grandson has nothing.
Yeah, it's a deadbeat dad impulse buy.
Yes. Like,
oh man.
And kind of a good way to brief yourself. Like, I was thinking maybe that's what the grandparents did to get on the same page as the kids.
Right.
To be fair, I probably need these because I don't feel like I'm very caught up with. I like sort of watched a Billie Eilish video the other day and I was like, all right, I don't know. What's going on?
I'm on their website, nowthatsmusic.com, and they have a whole tab for 20th anniversary.
Wow.
Oh, I thought you were going to say for Billie Eilish.
Now that's what I call Billie Eilish.
Now tell us what was on the last.
Let's see. Recent Nows.
You know.
Number 71. It's the most recent. Jonas Brothers, Shawn Mendes, Ariana Grande, Ava Max.
Okay, I know two of those.
Billie Eilish, Post Malone, Lil Nas X,
okay.
Khalid.
I feel pretty good. I know these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Katy Perry, 5 Seconds of Summer, The Chainsmokers, Lizzo, DJ. They have Khalid with an I and then DJ Khaled with an E. Those are
That's
two different.
That's one that doesn't eat pussy.
Yes. Oh, yeah. As a Smash Mouth fan, I know that shit. Yeah. Dean Lewis, Lewis Capaldi,
that's,
Dan.
All right, now I'm
that's
getting,
how you
I'm
remember the difference between Khaled and Khaled.
Yeah. Exactly.
If there's an E, he does not eat pussy.
That's how you teach it in school.
Yeah.
Khalid won't eat Khalid you out.
If you guys really want, like, this made me feel super old. I was in Atlanta this past weekend, and we had a Lyft driver who was in college. And so I think he was maybe 20. And someone brought up a CD, and he said, what's a CD?
No!
We've gotten there?
Yeah. Because I guess if you think about it, it's like, when were CDs a thing? I guess if you were born in 2000... or 1999, you may never have, like, experienced that, right?
You were right, because I remember even in, like, 2000, that was when I had my first MP3 player.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, probably CDs were all the way phased out by, what, 2004?
What about a mini disc? Were they familiar with
that? Yes. Laserdisc.
Laserdisc,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mini discs.
Knew all about
they're
8
discless.
Tracks. Yeah.
For our younger listeners, my album is available on cassette.
Very cool.
They're really probably more familiar with that.
Yeah.
They're a fun retro thing, which is fun.
Right.
Well, it's part of the, like, wait, do we want to talk about Visco Girls on this?
It seems like that's where this is going.
Let's talk about Visco Girls. Yeah, do you know what Visco Girls are?
Okay, so... No. Partly because I'm a man in my late 30s. I don't feel comfortable Googling Visco Girl.
Sure.
I don't know.
Girl on the end of
Yeah, for sure.
I don't want to be in any more databases.
How did we find out about
Tess
Visco
brought
Girl?
This into our lives.
Two people in one weekend were talking to me about Visco Girls. And so I went into super ant mode and I was like, what is it? You know? and it is like, when people try to describe a Visco Girl to you, it's like trying to describe the taste of tap water.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is what it's been explained to me as. They wear baggy sweatshirts. They like water bottles, pictures of the sunset.
Yeah. Sure.
It's really, so it's...
They have limbs.
Yeah. So it, like, Visco is like an editing app.
Okay.
A photo editing app that I guess it started as like a derogatory term for like... white girls that like
it's the new basic
same basic basically, but they love like disposable cameras and Birkenstocks. It's a weird 90s aesthetic mixed up in it too, and like one of the definitions I read too said that like part of being a Visco girl is also like upsetting 30-year-olds when they find out what Visco girls are. So, like, there's a whole new level.
Shit. We fell into their trap.
Yeah.
They pranked us.
Dude, these kids are so funny. Teens crack me up so much right now.
Yeah, they're funny.
Did teens ever stop wearing sweatshirts?
I don't know.
I think that's the whole point, maybe, is that it's such a non-thing that they're, why it's a joke on us or something.
It's funny to embrace that. Just being nothing.
Yeah. It's like normcore, kind of.
I think it's
like a 90s normcore-ish.
But that's been happening for a while.
Yeah, but I think it's maybe a more aggressive version of it.
But it's the least aggressive thing possible.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we're talking crew necks, hoodies, what are we talking about? Zip-ups?
Any of the above.
Just things that people wear.
Just things that people wear, okay. or water bottle. I mean, how can a water bottle be a trend? Don't we all need water?
Yeah, I guess maybe it's kind of if you're a group of people and everyone's carrying water bottles, I could be that being like, okay, that's kind of like some sort of identifier.
Right.
Like, this is a Visco Girl starter pack.
Okay.
And it's like, okay, Vans, that backpack with the red and white logo on it.
Uh-huh.
A t-shirt and a scrunchie. It's like, how do you even describe what that is?
Yeah, I mean, this just looks like what a girl would wear. It wouldn't date me in 1994.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's like what it is. Yeah. It's a lot of that. I do feel good because Checkers Vans is a part of it. And I was like, oh, well, I wear those.
Yeah. All right, you're in.
Am I there? I have a water bottle.
It is fun to think. I was thinking about how, like, pretty much, all, like, youth culture is to kind of try and, like, mess with older people, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it to mess with older people, or is it because kids try on their parents' clothes? Because I remember going back to school shopping with my mom, and when I was going back to school shopping with her, like, 60s and 70s stuff was in style. And I remember my mom being like, this is what I wore in high school. I can't believe this is in style now. So I think the trendsetters, like, notice the kids wearing their parents' clothes.
Oh.
That's interesting.
I can see that.
And then put that into Limited 2 or whatever.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That makes sense.
If Limited 2 still exists. I know the founder was part of the Epstein thing.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I thought that was just the Victoria's Secret guy. The Limited guy was in it, too?
It's
the same
Limited
guy.
Limited,
okay.
Express, and Victoria's Secret, same guy.
Oh, boy. Wow. Yeah. Les Wexner, right? That's the guy? That's the scumbag?
Yeah.
Yeah, real piece of shit. So go steal underwear from Victoria's Secret, guys.
That is actually a great idea.
Yeah.
That is, yeah.
Wow.
If I wanted to wear any of that shit, I would.
Yeah, yeah. this is what you... Well...
Go on.
Top secret session. I'll tell you how to steal underwear from Victoria's Secret.
Okay, great.
Come on over there after this, you guys. How to take money out of the pockets of pedophiles.
Okay.
Patreon.com/
We're all like 90s, early aughts kids. You guys remember this. Those sprays. Remember like those like scented sprays from Victoria's Secret and Bath and Body
Wash? Yeah.
Those
make me so nauseous because they remind me of the day that they dissected frogs in my biology class. All the girls were spraying that spray to cover the dead frog smell.
Oh, wow.
So that smell just reminds me of like Plumeria and dead frog.
Oh,
wow.
Crazy.
That's quite a reaction.
Yeah, that's a real sense memory.
Man, did any Bath and Body Works sense do it for you as a young...
Boy, I don't remember that ever being a factor in any, I just remember those existing, remember and not really knowing what they were, but just sort of being like, okay, well, this is a thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember ever having one myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was for us to spend money on.
Yeah.
Right.
It was a grift against us.
Yeah, it was like, we're going to get you early on, like, you got to spend money on lotion and sprays constantly.
But every girl
smell,
had
okay.
them, so it was just sort of this cloud that filled the high school. Like,
and they also you never finished them. They were like, giant bottles of this shit.
Yeah.
They were nasty. They smelled like wine coolers, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, everything's making sense here.
Just like,
how do I lure a 16-year-old boy?
You just smell like Malibu rum.
Yeah, of course.
Story of 1999.
They just took those same chemicals and then, like, in 2005, they poured them into different bottles and called it Axe body spray.
It's been kind of like slowly changing, but it's pretty much, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's all there.
I guess it would be interesting to have a kid to see, like, what weird phases are going to go through. Because this is why I feel like I'm so disconnected from, because I'll like, pop in and be like, what the fuck is that? And then leave. Yeah. But it'd be interesting to see.
I'll pop in.
I'll pop in and be like, what are the kids up to? And then I'm out.
It sounds like your sitcom interest. Like, you're... You open the door.
I just come in and see a Visco girl, and I'm
like,
that's
kind of what I was picturing.
With like a martini, just... like, oh, this is what the kids are into. Yeah. Right.
Kramer into room and say, scrunchies, I gotta go.
Applause break.
Yeah.
Have you? This is related to the sprays thing. I'm sure you've noticed that the way like Bath and Body Works products are marketed to men is they're all like sleek and black.
Yes.
Like they're all trying to make.
Oh, is it? I don't
like,
really. Yeah. I've, yeah.
It's
oh,
really yes. like it's all just like because for a while they were doing like the Old Spice like manly man sort of stuff and this sort of like ironic sort of you know ultra machismo angle. But
Mandels.
Yeah, yeah. And now they've got like the thing and it's just like Degree, but it's like for men and it's like sleek black. They have like. It's really weird. Especially with body washes and face washes. Those are things where they're like you're a dude, so you need a hardcore face wash.
And it like worked on my husband. Like I recently had to be like, look, I'm only buying one face wash for us.
Yes,
you can use my shit.
Right.
Yeah, it works.
I know
for
both it's like aqua blue colored and there's like flowers on it, but it'll work on your skin.
Yeah, we have the same skin.
Yeah, they totally tricked us into believing that there was like man skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, they've tricked us into believing we need different products for all of that shit. It's all like the same thing.
Mm-hmm. That is so true.
Face wash and body wash and whatever.
Probably it's shampoo. Like, it's probably all the same
it's like
shit.
It's like barely different.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I always look at the men and women's prices. I tend to actually buy the guy versions because they're cheaper.
That makes sense.
Yeah, the women's markup is usually a little bit higher.
Mm-hmm. It's like that.
Well, those flowers, you know, you got to pay the artist for the flower. The flower decals.
Got to pay for art. Free art is not supporting the artist.
Where is the biggest, outside of just like straight up paycheck, where is the biggest gender divide in terms of markup? Because I feel like it's maybe, it's maybe in that sort of personal care hygiene world. Is it haircuts? Is that
everywhere? It's everywhere.
Oh my God.
It's everywhere.
Haircuts are big.
Is comical. Like probably, we pay probably like, got it. How much is the men's haircut?
I can get a men's haircut and a beard trim for a place I go for $30 and then a tip on top.
Yeah.
Our hair is hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, it's
like
crazy.
At least $200 for a good cut. In Los Angeles, too. The
most expensive cut I've gotten, I went to like a swanky place in Vegas and it was like $80.
Yeah.
And it's just like, that's like the top of the line for a men's haircut.
Top of the line.
If you want to throw down, like women's haircuts can be thousands of dollars.
God, that's crazy.
Yeah, I fly home to Salt Lake City to get my haircut.
Wow.
Because getting curly haircut in Los Angeles, the prices I've been, because I need to find somebody,
they're
$350 to $400.
It's cheaper for you to go to Salt Lake City to fly. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
The cost also of a just plane to find ticket. Someone who knows what they're doing, because it's my hair is really hard to
curly's
to
hard,
cut.
Yeah.
Every person I've tried here has been bad. The one place I went to that was a curly expert, they cut my hair into a fucking triangle.
No.
That was the year I did Carrot Top because my hair looked like Carrot Top. I was like, I'm going to embrace this. But she did a triangle.
Damn.
Because I was like, it's all about layers. And she was like, I more did like one layer. I was like, well, that wasn't.
Well, that's not a layer.
Not how this works, but okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts. Yeah. Like, I don't think about it. It's one of those things, obviously, we're so used to it. You don't think about it that much. But when you compare it, it's fucking crazy.
It's crazy. Like, I haven't gotten a bad haircut in a while because I love my hair person, but it's awkward. This happens a lot if you're like on set getting your makeup done or something too.
Oof,
where by the time you've had it done, to be polite, you've been chatting with them for like an hour. So you've heard about like their nieces and where they grew up and like you've had this nice conversation with them, and then they show you the mirror and I'm too nice. I'm always just like, I like it. Thank you.
You're like, oh, I look 50. Thank you.
Yeah. Like, it's cool.
This is what I will look like in my coffin. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know if I think I talked about this, but I did this like film and they give me literally full drag makeup to play an open mic host. And I was just like, okay.
Like, you have never been to an open mic.
It was one of those things where I hadn't looked in the mirror for an hour and I don't have glasses either, so I could barely see it probably. Yeah. And so then you put it on and you're like, oh my God. And there's nothing you can say.
No, you just have to deal with it. I mean, that's just what you're going to look like.
This is it.
And like, you can always like, at least I can always kind of feel like I know when it's happening a little bit too, because if I start feeling like they really spackle it on, I'm like, oh no, this is gonna be bad. I'm not gonna like this.
I'm basically never on camera because I'm an awful actor, but the few times I've been in that position, I've like, it's crazy how quick my makeup is, because they just like all right, we know what this is.
Yeah, they do like
put
foundation
some powder on me.
Whatever, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Then,
yeah.
Do you like your hair like this? All right, fine, sure. It's like
you're done.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so nice.
It is such like a crazy divide because like if I, you know, not having to have your call time be a full hour in advance of when you're going to be shooting because you have all this hair and makeup to go through.
Well, and you get the same rate usually.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Well, it's like Margaret Cho when we had her on the podcast and she doesn't wear makeup on TV anymore. She's like, when's the men's call time? I will show up then. You can do whatever you do for them for me, which is like. So bad.
That's a power move.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, if you're not going to pay me more, then no, my time is worth more since I'm showing up earlier.
I show up with a women's call time in solidarity.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'd like to see from the allies out there.
I just sit here with my eyes closed in the chair.
I just let them slightly tweeze my arm during.
I mean, I will say I really usually like getting my makeup done. Like, sure. I usually always get along with the makeup chick. I find it relaxing, kind of.
I do too. I mean, I feel that little, you know, someone like.
They kind of baby you.
Yeah, it's and a
you,
fun yeah. feeling.
You also can't look at your phone for an hour.
Exactly.
So that part is kind of nice because it is kind of just like, well, I'm just a thing.
Yeah.
And I'm also a 36-year-old woman who doesn't know how to do her makeup still. So oh, this is what it could be? Oh, that's fascinating. Wow. That's what a face could look like.
Well, someday we'll figure it out.
I keep telling myself, I mean, every time I'm like, I'm going to cat eye. I'm like, it's gonna be my new look, and then I'll try it like 5 seconds before I'm supposed to be somewhere.
I do that too.
I'm the most arrogant before you have to go somewhere new for the first time, and I'm like, today's the day that I'll figure out fucking highlighter.
Yeah.
For the first time, and I'm like, oh, shit.
I feel like any like makeup artist would die if they saw what I do. Like, if they were like, what's happening here? What is this? I need a queer eye for my face.
There should be. Is there a show called Queer Eye for Your Face? Because there should be.
I mean, realistically, it's, for all of it, but just for my face.
It's Visco Girl tutorials on YouTube.
There we go.
Drink a lot of water. That's what it is.
That's why they have
a water bottle.
There you go.
I feel like they're are they Crocs? They're probably, they seem like
Crocs is for sure part of it. That feels right.
Yeah. But like, also, did Birkenstocks ever go out?
Yeah, I don't know. I remember a time when they were really cool and it was like a thing I wanted and like was not allowed to have.
It's a pricey shoe.
It's very expensive. And then Doc Martens was a similar thing. It's a thing I craved and just could never never got it. I did. Yeah.
No, I never got my first Docs till I was like in my mid-20s.
Yeah.
And I could buy them. Because like, I like could never have them as a kid.
Yeah. I could have Doc Martens or Birkenstocks now, I guess. But now I'm just like, what am I getting? Now I'm just, I look like I'm trying too hard.
Fucking do it, dude. Yeah. Get it.
You become a Birkenstocks guy.
I guess it's a whole choice.
Yeah. I don't think anyone would question it.
Right.
You know, we're in Los Angeles.
I go straight into Birkenstocks guy, and then I'm just like, you know, way too preachy about politics all the time.
a braided ponytail disappears.
It starts coming in. Wait. Yeah, it's not that like bone in the back of your neck. It's like a tiny, tiny landlord ponytail. You're like, wait, what?
Yeah, I need to lose a little more hair on top and then just really grow out the back.
Just bombarding people with your Dave Brubeck band opinions.
By four. Is that time signature.
Perfect. Well, we're going to go think about our future selves, guys. I don't know. Is that a way out?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's good. Me. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, welcome back to Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
We got it right that time.
Yeah, we did it.
We're here with Nick Weiger. Hi.
Yeah.
I'm going to chug this 5-hour and see what happens.
It's a flavor. What is it?
Do you have something to do tonight?
They don't last that long on me.
Oh, cool.
Babs has had this.
Kind of like holding it over here.
It's been a real Chekhov's gun. I'm like waiting for this 5-hour energy drink to be deployed the entire podcast.
I know. I like unwrapped it and then I was going to take it at the beginning and be like, all right, let's see what happens. We'll see how it affects. We'll see if I have a over Dr. the course. Jekyll effect here. I think it's grape.
You got the grape flavor?
I like grape flavors.
Yep.
Me too.
Here we go.
What?
Yeah.
You both like grape flavor?
Yeah.
I sometimes a little medicine-y is my issue.
Yeah, that's how I feel about
it. I think it's
maybe
just
baby
that
likes her medicine.
I dislike all the other flavors.
Fucking idiot.
She hasn't even drank a soda.
She hasn't even gone down yet.
My mom, I remember, tried to trick me into taking cough medicine by making it into popsicles once.
Ew.
It was disgusting. Ooh. I was like, that did not work.
Let me just lick this for much longer than it would take to actually just chug it.
That also sounds like a thing that you would hear about, like, a new, dangerous new drug teens were experimenting on in the local news,
yeah.
You know? Like teens are freezing cough syrup and yes. consuming it as popsicles.
Sticking it up their ass.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. That's going to happen.
Okay, guys, I just took it, so we'll see what happens. Did you guys see, you saw the Scotch pods or whatever, the
yes.
Glenlivet?
That was one of those things that I saw
pods.
Circulating on the internet, but I didn't.
It's not a troll?
Delve in.
I don't know. It seems like it could have been a fake product, but they haven't said it's fake yet.
Yeah, I don't know either. It seemed like they were not, if it was a troll, they were being very straight-laced in how they were presenting it. Because like a lot of times these corporate, when they try to do a thing like this, it's like a little cheeky and you can't
tell.
Yeah,
they
kind
of fuck
vague.
It up by making it too cheeky or whatever.
Yeah, it had that like Crocodile Dundee's Sons vibe.
Oh,
trailer vibes. Remember that?
Wait,
when
what?
Chris Hemsworth and Danny McBride did those like fake previews for a movie where Danny McBride was Crocodile Dundee's son.
Yeah.
And it was like an ad for Australia, ultimately.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, those were really fun.
Yeah, I mean, people have probably seen it, but it was like basically like little pods.
Tide pods
full of cocktails made with Glenlivet or whatever.
Yes.
So what's the deal? So
it's like a little plastic pouch. You just put the whole thing in your mouth and it's like a cocktail.
Where does the plastic go?
It dissolves. It's like edible.
Oh, cool.
But
you
like,
know, that edible plastic they got to make now.
I imagine it's kind of like those old like rice paper candies.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But it's something like that just melts.
Some sort of coating.
Yeah.
But wouldn't like... I assume like it's like a whiskey. Is that what it is?
It's a whiskey. Scotch.
Aren't those like sipping drinks that you wouldn't want to take?
Well,
like
every
that?
Cocktail is. You don't want to just like snap it in your mouth and chug it. That's a weird.
See, I'm into this idea because it sounds like when like a chocolate has liqueur in it, and there's just like a little liquid in the middle. Pop. You know, that's like
right.
Fun.
Yes,
it's like a Gushers for booze, basically.
I'm into it.
This is how you know the 90s kids are like getting older because they're like, hey, you like this thing? Well, let's just put alcohol in it.
They're like, it's like a slap bracelet, but with alcohol.
Yeah. That's coming for sure. That absolutely is.
I'm willing to try it because I'm basically a high functioning alcoholic at this point. And I think it would work in when I'm like working a shitty job that I hate. And it would be a good alternative to my current plan of like, which is like I pour a mini bottle into my coffee mug and just sort of like sneak it.
Perfect. Great. Yeah.
This gives them like the dignity of like pretending like you're just keeping it discreet.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm just having a lozenge here.
I would definitely would want to try them. But I said it because Karen Kilgariff had a tweet about how, and I don't know if this happened or not, but kids were sticking them up their ass.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't know if anyone's even gotten access to them, but I'm like, well,
that would
is
make
the perfect
sense,
device.
Though, right?
Yeah.
It's like a tampon.
But it's a cocktail.
Up your butt.
It's not just the booze. It's like you're putting like a Cosmopolitan in your.
Ooh.
I wish they just marketed it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should have just gone straight. Yeah. Like, we know what you're going to do with this.
Ass booze.
We know what you're up to. Stick them in your poopa.
They should do it where, like, they combine it with poppers.
Yeah.
So you do that, and then you're sticking up
there.
There
you go. Pooper poppers. Ready to go.
That actually sounds fun.
Have you
ever
nice
done
little
poppers?
Kit.
Yes.
Me too.
What is the sensation of doing a popper?
They just make you really giggly.
It's so embarrassing to talk about.
I didn't do them in, like, a sexy situation.
I gotcha.
Did them, like, with my gay friend, and we were just bored at, like, a house. And we were just sitting here. I just did poppers with him, and we just laughed for like half an hour.
They make you feel, they're just very giggly, and like they don't last that long.
Right.
But you definitely are like, I just killed brain cells. You can tell that.
Wow.
Can tell it's bad for your brain.
It's got like a nitrous vibe.
Yes.
I heard about a TV show. I won't say which one here, but I'll tell you guys off the air. But there's that they have just poppers in the writer's room.
Oh, wow.
Just fucking
I can guess which one.
I can't wait to hear.
We'll see if you're right later on.
I know. I like was when I was like partying pretty hard last year, and we found this like secret fucking bar inside of this place where I was on Halloween. Oh, that's where I was on Halloween. Sorry, I was just trying to remember.
Five
what
energy
Halloween
drink just kicked in.
There it is. We did a show at this place that had a secret bar in it that we didn't know about. So we went down after the show and ended up doing poppers with a guy dressed as Dracula.
Oh, sick.
And it was a really fun night. But I was like, the next morning, I was like, all right, let's take a little break here.
Not rock bottom, but not the top either.
Yeah. I was just like...
It's going into focus a little bit.
I just thought, I was like, all right, I wrote it in my notes. I was like, did poppers with Dracula. Like, remember, that was a fun night. Let's stop.
I mean, at least it was a Dracula and not a Nosferatu.
Yeah, right. Very true. Or maybe he was later. I don't know what he turned into, but yeah.
Of all the classic monsters to do poppers with, you'd want it to be Drac, right?
Yeah, he's the most partyable, yeah. I think, right?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, I feel like Frankenstein might get fun on poppers.
Yeah.
Frankenstein doesn't seem like a great conversation. It's not like you need it on poppers, really.
Exactly.
Because you're just laughing.
He doesn't like fire, though, so if you started, like, smoking, he'd be like, and he'd just, like, knock all your weed out of your hands.
Oh, I didn't know he was on fire.
That's the whole... Third act.
It's an adaptation of the Prometheus legend.
Yeah.
The whole third act of the movie.
The Mary Shelley's thing. It's like the townspeople come after him and there's fire and he's scared of fire and yeah. Yeah, it's a big part of his character.
I've never seen any or read any Frankenstein thing, I'm realizing.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Really?
It's a great book.
The book is wild because it's so different that like I just grew up like, oh, Frankenstein's green and he has big bolts on his neck and lots of scars and he goes like, ah, and then you read the book and he's just like kind of this.
Yeah.
He's like, it's like all about like confronting what it is to be alive. And it's like he's cogent and can speak fluently, which you're not used to.
Yeah.
And it's so like. I was trying to think of how Frankenstein evolved. Frankenstein's monster. Sorry for all the pedantic people out there giving my mentions. So he's Frankenstein. I'm just gonna call him Frankenstein.
Yeah,
you guys know.
Yeah,
what I mean.
We get it.
So
yeah.
Frankenstein was like. It's like if in 2200, like Batman is remembered as like, oh, he's like a bat creature that lives in the woods and scares children. It's like so far removed from what it originally was, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder how it evolved into that.
It must have been one of those like, what was that director? The Gods and Monsters director? Was he the first one that portrayed him like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, that was the...
I'm sure there was probably like drawings of it that... turned it into like more cartoonish first
history of Frankenstein.
It was because those Universal movies, right? That was
Boris Karloff.
Yeah, yeah. And that was the first depiction of him as kind of this weird,
right.
Well, and I bet you it was like that makeup was so intense, he probably couldn't like talk a lot in it. I bet you they kind of the technology at the time probably made it difficult to make him like a full like functioning. Like,
oh, right. So I was like, we'll just give him one or two. You could just grunt. He was actually, very verbose, but just...
Yeah. That was the first movie, 1931. It was that one, yeah. Damn, that's that old. Wow. Cool.
Been around for a while.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, not fun to do fucking party drugs with, if you ask me.
Brendan Fraser the other day said that he would do a new Mummy movie.
And he should absolutely do that.
You mean he was just randomly tweeting that, or did someone ask him?
No, he was like, he's not on any social media, believe me. I check probably once a month. I'm just like, when is Brendan Fraser getting on Instagram? I love him so much.
I feel like he's a celebrity with a big fan base that like Hollywood is just ignoring.
Completely.
And it's just like, people like Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And he's like, those movies were great.
Yeah,
I mean, the third one.
Didn't he like try to have a TV show or something?
No, well, his whole thing is that he Me Too'd a guy at the Golden Globes, one of the Hollywood Foreign Press guys.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Okay, I remember that.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. So he kind of,
he got blacklisted.
Yeah, he got blacklisted for a minute because of that.
They wrote that great profile on him.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, that's what it was.
That GQ article, if you have not read it, is amazing.
Wow. Because
it's him, he's so sweet and so good, and he, like, when he's talking about this assault, he, like, goes outside, and he's like, I just gotta sling some arrows first, and he just, like, hits a bunch of bullseyes in his archery course. In his backyard.
Oh my god!
Because he's the best. I love him so much.
That's awesome.
I feel like he has like a bit of a Paul Rudd quality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very affable and like sweet. Yeah. Yeah, and he had a lot of back issues too. Because
does Paul Rudd have back
issues? No. But that's another reason why he wasn't like he hasn't been in a bunch of stuff because he like he started doing a lot of his own stunts, and a lot of it was because he felt like he didn't stand up for himself because of what happened.
Right.
So he just like was really beating himself up physically in his movies. And
interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
God. He made those two live action cartoons that were like Dudley Do Right and George of the Jungle, and I thought those were both like super
say
funny.
Monkey Bone.
Monkey Bone too.
Yeah. Also, Looney Tunes back in action.
Oh,
yeah,
right. Yeah.
So that's his secret. We got to get him back into one of those live action cartoon. Then he'll feel most comfortable.
I believe in a renaissance. I believe it's coming.
I would like to see him in a Smurfs. They just did a Smurfs though, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, they did like the, they re-
I think so, yeah.
Not the Hank Azaria Gargamo one, but they made a new one. And I think that new one just bombed.
Yeah. John Oliver's a voice in that one, I think.
Oh, yeah. Is it all animated?
I think it was all animated. Yeah, it was like 3D, whatever.
It's bizarre to me that that one just like, what, like, because Smurfs was so big and that one just like didn't go anywhere. And then the other one that's like just seemed like, oh, how did this not get any momentum? They made like a Peanuts movie like 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, like no one knows about it.
They
it was, like,
did?
Bombed. Yeah.
I love the Peanuts.
I don't even know that.
Yeah, it's like a fully animated Peanuts movie.
Huh. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yes,
no one, none of us know about it.
Yeah, would have happily watched that. Yeah. I love the Peanuts. Damn.
I love that the musical, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome, that show.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Who we had Anthony Rapp. It
that's
was
right.
originated.
Did he originate that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. Hell yeah.
He had a good show.
Should we play a game?
Let's do it.
Play a game!
Yeah.
By the way, I'm feeling insane right now.
Oh, we forgot to check in.
These also look like poppers, but as well.
Is that what popper looks like?
Yes, they look like this.
Which is also what nitrous kind of looks like.
Yeah. No, nitrous is a lot bigger. Nitrous, you do with... God damn it. It's fucking...
Go on.
It's... you get canisters. They're like canisters.
Oh, I thought they were the little, like... They look like...
You're probably thinking...
Okay,
this
maybe
is how
I'm
I know
canisters.
I'm old. I have poppers here to make whipped cream with.
Oh,
okay.
That's nitrous, though.
I'm sorry. Nitrous.
I was like, what?
No, I have. It's called a cracker, and it's like this. It looks like a bullet, and you stick it in
that's
this thing,
and
you crack it, and the pressure from like the bullet makes the whipped cream into whipped cream.
That's what our friend Josh had a pinata full.
Yes.
At his 4th of July party 2 years ago, and we had to be like, no, that's a bomb. You can't hit that with a bat.
Oh, my God.
Comedians are so dumb.
We're
fucking
idiots.
It was a 4th of July party where he also announced that he was going to run for sheriff. So.
That's right.
Great. How'd that work out? Is he sheriff now?
No.
No. I was willing to vote for him.
He would do a better job than our current guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, he didn't kill us. There were like four of us that were like, wait, what's inside of that? Oh, no, you can't.
Oh, my God.
You can't.
I would have died to see that video, though. What?
It just someone takes just out half of LA Comics.
Exploded.
In a giant pinata incident. Yeah. That would be actually really funny.
Yeah. I mean, it's if it's going to happen, that's how it would go.
Pinatas always seem really ill-advised to me.
Mm.
Right? Yeah. Why do we give children a baseball bat and a blindfold?
They don't seem that. I mean, I don't know. I haven't heard of that many, like...
Kids? Well, because, like, growing up, it was always, like, a little plastic bat. Like, we didn't have, like, a real, like, fuck you, beat 'em up bat.
Yeah,
I don't know how y'all do it out here, but...
Maybe it's, that's a personal family problem.
I feel like I was always, like, I was a broom handle or something. Like, some sort of,
yeah, something like you can't get too hurt by it. And come on, what about all those... We need all those America's Funniest Home videos with the dad getting it hit in the crotch with the...
Oh, it was worth it. I'm not saying it wasn't worth it, but... Yeah,
Bob Saget needs that money.
They had, like, a hammer. They're just like...
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I was driving a car by the time I was 9. Pinatas were the least of their concerns.
A pinata to me that is one of those things where I always, before I got to do it, I always thought it would be the most fun thing I'd ever could ever do. It's just like, oh my God, this is going to be that. And then you actually get to do it and it's just like, wait, I'm just dizzy and it's hard.
Well, unless you're the one to knock it down.
Yes,
it's
right.
Kind of like anticlimactic.
Oh, it sucks if you like miss all your swings and you're like, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Just like that shame sits in
like
you for a while.
I feel like I just cheated every time and didn't miss it or something.
Yeah. I also would they put the bandana on if I could see a little bit out of the bottom. They'd be like, can you not see? And I'd be like, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I always cheated. Always cheated
We're
blindfolds.
I was so worried of cheating that I not only had the blindfold on, I would close my eyes.
Aww.
That is adorable.
That's so noble.
So sweet. Yeah.
All right. Let's ask Nick a few questions.
Game is a hard word.
Shall
here.
We?
Well, a game called Who, What, Where, When, Why.
Who, what, where, when, who, what, where,
one. Who is the best fast food mascot?
Boy, this is an excellent question. I think I really like the fast food mascot that is that opposes the chain.
Yeah.
Like the Noid is a classic one, but I think the gold standard is the Hamburglar. The idea that he is promoting the brand, but he is also causing havoc for it. He's a mascot
this
for McDonald's, but McDonald's is like, we got to take care of this guy.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's like having, like if Uncle Sam was like Osama bin Laden. It's like, this doesn't make sense.
Only you can kill me and throw my body over.
Does someone apprehend
him? Allegedly.
Does someone apprehend the Hamburglar, or is like he just getting off? Or who's
there used to
is
be
someone
a,
chasing him?
There used to be a cop with a cheeseburger head.
Oh yeah, well there's Mayor McCheese. I don't know if the cheeseburger head guy is
not.
I think he's out.
I remember
some sort of police officer, mm-hmm. or you know, but yeah, I don't know what that. I don't that guy's not really in the McDonald's land.
Yeah, we phased
world
him
anymore.
Out.
Was the moon? Was Mac ever part of the world, or was
no,
he
I
a
think
separate
he was like
entity?
A separate.
He was his
thing.
Own thing. He's okay. like a demigod.
Okay.
yeah, you just see like Ronald Reagan. Ronald McDonald just like worshiping at an altar of Mac at midnight. All of the grimaces in a fucking cape.
Oh my God.
He became like a really like he became an alt-right symbol for a time. Like people were using him, they called him Moon Man, and they would just being used for alt-right memes and YouTube videos. It was really twisted. Yeah,
that's so weird.
It upset me a lot.
How do they choose what they're going to adopt?
I think it's like to compare them, but it's like the Visco girls or whatever. It's like let's pick something random and
weird.
Exactly.
I think it's just probably someone on a forum who just started using that as their like avatar or some shit, and then
it's a weird meme.
Yeah,
from
like
whatever.
I'm assuming that's where Pepe came from.
Yeah,
By the way, I just want to be clear. I do not want to compare teenage girls to the fascist movement. Just taking
full
control of
the government.
Audio
now. Yeah. So we have it on record.
What do you think about the AMPM mascot? Do you have any feelings on him?
Tungus?
Oh, you know his name.
Yeah, the big, he's made of like every snack.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an abomination, but I'm like, oh, I think I kind of like this guy. I'm kind of rooting for him, you know? He's because he's just, he is like Frankenstein.
He
like
is a freak.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Misunderstood.
Is he sentient? We don't know.
Yeah.
And I feel like Tungus probably has good weed.
Yeah, he seems like
I'm gonna tell. I'm gonna say something. You guys are saying it wrong. His name's Tungus.
Tungus. Oh. I'm so sorry. Oh boy, I'm embarrassed.
It's too much good stuff. Yeah. Tungus.
I'm gonna need you to edit this out. Lose all my credibility.
I didn't want to embarrass everyone, but I mean, I just out of respect for Tungus.
Yeah.
Well, Barbara was like trying to be an unofficial.
Oh yeah, I tried to get them to replace me with. Or Tungus with me.
Yeah. You've got the hair. Kind of.
Yeah, I feel like I could be the lady version of it because I took a bunch of sexy photos in AMPM or whatever, and then I like was DMing with AMPM for a little while about it. Wait, that sounds weird. That sounds like I just DM'd them a sexy.
Yeah, it does sound like that.
A little bit.
This could be Yes, But You Plan.
And then I think, I was kind of like, come on. Like, this would be funny. You can sponsor my comedy tours or whatever.
Dude, I think
you should try that again.
I think you should be Tungus for Halloween this year.
Oh,
sexy
wow.
Tungus.
Sexy Tungus.
You know what? That's a problem, though, because I believe Tungus's hair is supposed to be dreadlocks, so I think not appropriate for me. I don't know what I think they're made out of Twizzlers.
I think it's Twizzlers.
Yeah. But I think that's what it looks like.
I think you can just throw a little product in your natural hair and we'll get the idea.
Yeah, get the curls
okay,
out.
Yeah. I probably don't have to do much for the hair, but the rest, the hot dog fingers might be a thing.
If you end up doing poppers with Dracula as Tungus.
Who knows what you'll do as Tungus. Yeah.
No, it's going to be someone else saying they did poppers with Tungus.
You become the monster.
I'm going to be someone's rock bottom this Halloween. That is my promise.
What is everybody's like most rock bottom Halloween?
Well,
oh boy,
I can't remember Halloween's very well, so that'll say something on its own.
Right.
Yeah.
Boy, I think I would. I honestly probably have to think back to like being a kid because I think that way I had some probably more pathetic Halloweens when I was like trying to think. I think I spent a Halloween at a Boy Scout costume contest. I guess that's my rock bottom.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
And it was everyone dressed as Boy Scouts?
No, this was a Boy Scouts night to cut loose. I was Freddy Krueger, and I won.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Very exciting. But, yeah, no, I've never, like... I am not into adult, like, Halloween. I'm not someone who, like, wears costumes at all. My wife's the same way. Like, she doesn't like to, like, get... We don't like to dress up and do that sort of shit. And, like, being around... Not that I don't drink, again, you know, yeah. I do. But being... I hate this sound again. This sounds like high functioning alcoholic talk, but when you're around people who aren't used to drinking, yeah. that drives me crazy. Like people who are just like, oh, Halloween's my night to get fucked up.
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean. You
know? It's amateur night.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like being a football fan and then it's the Super Bowl and people are like, what do they do with the ball?
Yes, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
We can't. Not right now.
Put it up your butt. Yeah.
People don't know how to handle their Glenn Levitt scotch pods or whatever. No, you're right. I mean, it's like, as we get older, obviously all these holidays are like, who gives a shit?
Yeah,
you have a hard time like getting it up for fucking New Year's or whatever because it's annoying to like do anything.
Well, and I feel like my worst one is probably those couple weird years where you're like, you can't really trick or treat anymore, but like, who's really thrown a Halloween party yet?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
those are the few that I'm like, am I just handing out candy tonight? What happened to me?
That's a depressing Halloween. The first Halloween you have to stay in and hand out candy instead of going out.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
I remember, I've probably told this story before. It's been a while. Oh, my God. Because I grew up in Salt Lake. They wouldn't celebrate Halloween if it was on a Sunday. So you would have to, so you would have to go trick-or-treating like a different night or something. So I think everyone went trick-or-treating Saturday. My sister forced me to go trick-or-treating with her on Sunday.
Oh, no.
Wow.
She forced me.
I kind of respect that a little bit.
How old was I? I must have been like 12 or something like that.
Wait, and your sister is like much older than you.
She's 10 years older than I am.
Wow.
She was working through some shit.
Yeah. She was literally like, she would make me go door to door with her. I don't know what costumes we were dressed in. And like five people answered her doors. And people like were so pissed at us because it was, you know, against the rules.
That's so funny.
Really funny. Well, it's probably that shitty like early 20s, late teens costume of like just wearing a black hoodie and a mask of some kind.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Ooh,
yeah, I'm sure she was making me knock on the door. I don't remember like the details, but I just remember her making me do that.
That rules.
I went to one of those. I grew up in Southern California, but I did have a friend who was, this is another bad Halloween, a friend who was super duper, his family was super Christian, and he took me to an anti-Halloween party one year.
Oh, yeah, where they're like, it's all...
Yeah, no costumes allowed. No, yes, no, you know, no, like the symbol for the party, because it was like a thing the church was putting on, was the Ghostbusters logo, but with a witch in it instead of a ghost. I don't know. Yeah.
Like, kind of the same thing?
Kind of the same thing. Kind of lateral.
We used to kill these.
Yeah.
We know these are real.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
But they had, like, one of the kids' dads, one of the at the church's dad was playing the devil, and it was a booth where you could, like, it was like a dunking booth, but you could take tickets from the fair and get them to throw wet sponges at the devil. And he made the character choice to be very effeminate. And it was very layered of just like, this is what you think. Like is evil
right.
is like a gay person. It was so fucking. In hindsight, I was like, "This was fucking insane."
How old were you?
I was like 8 years old.
Oh, so you didn't know.
I didn't know any of it. I just was like, "This isn't fun."
Yeah. Why are we doing this?
Also, just wet sponges.
Yeah.
What weird choice.
Get this wet devil contest going on over here.
Wow. All right.
Holy
shit. We're going to go get our sponges wet. I'm sorry. We'll be back.
You already said it.
We'll be back. We're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Nick.
Hi.
And do you want to help us solve someone's problems?
I'll try.
Awesome.
If you have a lady problem, send in to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady problems. Lady, Lady problems. Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems.
Hi, ladies. Love you all. And as always, thanks for being my favorite podcast, the one I'm most excited to listen to as soon as Wednesdays roll around. I have a somewhat convoluted lady problem that I'll try to make sense for you. My husband and I moved, along with our now almost 2-year-old kid, to a new city to start a PhD program a year ago, and I've made some great friends in the area. A good friend of mine is in the program, who I'll call Bort. And they introduced me to a friend of his who I'll call Gert. Not our Gert for our old Gert, listeners. Yeah. Who's a staff member here. For background, they're both gay men and I'm a hetero-ish woman, so no romantic issues here. We all became pretty close over a short period of time and started going out for coffee once a week and occasionally grabbing lunch together. Bort is a busy guy and has a very active social life, so we don't get to hang out too often outside of working hours, whereas Gert has become very interested in hanging out all the time. My husband and I had him over for dinner and drinks a couple of times, and he would start asking when we could hang out again when we had just seen him that weekend. He seems to assume that we're always interested in seeing him or that I can always take time off from work to walk 45 minutes away to get coffee, etc., which I could do in the summer, but now that the school year has started, I don't really have time for any of that anymore, nor do I really want to. Once he mentioned an event on campus that was coming up, and I remarked that my mother would be in town that weekend and I should take her to it. He took that to mean that we were all going to go together and going out to lunch afterward. I pretty quickly shut it down and said, no, dude, I'm hanging out with my mom, and I can tell you right now we are not going out to lunch. He seemed to take it very personally and asked my husband if there was anything going on with me. The thing is, I like Gert, but in small doses. After spending some more time with him, I realized that he's just not someone I want to be super close with. He's fine. He's just not someone I find super interesting, funny, exciting, and we don't have that much in common. My time is precious right now, and most nights and weekends I'm just too exhausted. Have I mentioned I have a 2-year-old and I'm in a PhD program? Would rather just watch TV on the couch with my husband. Not to mention for both of us to go out, it requires a babysitter that we just can't afford right now unless it's really worthwhile. My husband, on the other hand, works from home and doesn't have time or opportunities to make a lot of friends, so I've totally encouraged him to go out with Gert, which I've done a few times, and I don't want to alienate them from each other. But he's very helpful with getting things done for some of the events and activities I plan/work on with campus, so I want to maintain a good professional relationship with him too, and not make him feel like I'm completely cutting him out. At this rate, though, I'm getting really tired of him, and even him reaching out with ideas to promote my event feels like clingy, desperate ways to get back in touch with me. He left me alone a bit after asking my husband what was going on, but I've since reached back out to him for some event things, and he started right back up on the frequent text, both to me and to Bort. How can I cool down a friendship that burned way too hot, way too soon? Do I just ice queen it and hope he takes the hint? I would appreciate any test hacks, Brandy's revenge, or Babs's shifty shenanigans you ladies can revive.
I got lost in what Bort's position was in this story.
He's the one that introduced...
He introduced them, but he seems like he's just sort of...
I think he's an occasional friend.
He's an occasional friend.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So, right. Yeah.
And but does Bort work with all of them?
Yeah. Bort is a friend in the program. But, so, like, they work together, and then Gert is a staff member there.
Got it. And Gert is the person who won't leave them alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Gert is the one with boundary issues, which actually does sound like our Gert.
Yeah.
Should I weigh in?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I think it's tricky because, like, you know, it sounds like Gert is a person who just doesn't know social cues, like like take a hint, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like with sometimes dealing with those people, having dealt with them in the past, like it's just like sometimes that's the time you just gotta, if you're not willing to be like, hey, look, I don't like you, which understandably people don't want to do.
Yeah, for sure.
This is probably the situation where, just ghost them. Like, because like they're not going to get any sort of like, I'm pretty busy right now. Oh, you know, I've got a lot going on with my kid. They're not understanding that is like you're trying to make them go away. They're just thinking of like, okay, well, I'll try to solve that problem for you so we can hang out again. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Just
trying
to fill
all the
space.
If you try to be any more pointed than that, then it does just get confrontational.
It does, yeah. And you can, and then that story becomes one they could tell to make you look like a dick, even though you're just being direct. So yeah, I think probably like you just got to kind of ignore some texts.
Yeah.
I think it's about just like changing the threshold. The threshold accidentally got set too high of like you returning texts and making plans with them. So I think there's this phase of like you just have to ignore texts and not make any plans for a while, and then they get used to you not being there, so then you can have like occasional contact with them.
Yeah. Right. I think that's that's a way to do it. I think it's passive aggression is the key here.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, she can't ghost him totally because she has to work with him.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, or else I would say that's true. Like, yeah, because it sounds like she does reach out to him sometimes because of event stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a hard line because she can't totally ignore him.
I think you got to kind of just like be okay with like him thinking that you're just kind of flaky and not necessarily that good of a friend.
That's sure. What, that's
yeah.
The goal.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. That's ideally. He's
disappoint
like, oh, I can't.
Disappoint him enough.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
you're right. It is hard. I think it's hard for anybody to come to terms with, like, you know what, this person's just going to have to kind of not like me that much. And, like,
yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We all
sure.
Have a hard time with that. But the older you get, I'm like leaning into that now. I'm like, cool, you don't want to like me? I don't give a shit. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm good.
Right. And also, too, like, you're the person who wrote this this email. It's like your own time, like, your own life is valuable. You yes. Have a spouse, you have a kid. Like, yeah. It's just like, you know. Just, you have a career. You don't have a lot of free time where you're spending with someone you don't like, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, think about how much your time is worth and think about if he was asking for that money.
Yeah. Interesting.
Would you feel guilty about saying no?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good way to think of it.
Charge him every time he texts you.
Yeah. Just start sending him a Venmo request.
We might have a situation here. If you can monetize this bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
50
yeah.
cents a text. You know, yeah. Send him the invoice every week.
Yes.
Has anyone done a friendship Patreon yet? I feel like that could.
I think that's Patreon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We love you guys.
That is tough, though, because it's like, yeah, I can understand how hard it's going to be moving to a new city, too, and you're like,
yeah.
You get overexcited right. About, like, meeting, mm-hmm. You know, a new friend, and then you're like, whoa, wait the fuck, hold on.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
Want to hang out with you all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
You could also just try, hey, man, what the fuck kind of name is Gert? Yeah. See if that gets you anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Get this Gert out
Pass
of here.
Pass him off onto somebody, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I think if you can introduce new friends to deflect,
get
too.
get a
like she's got time to be in a rom com.
Yeah,
right
yeah
now.
That's true.
There's got to be a Dirk yeah. Or something. I'm trying to think there of a name.
Yeah,
here.
A flurb.
Yeah,
you got a flurb in your program somewhere,
a
right?
A yeah, that's a word. Damn it.
Or just next time you're hanging out, ask if he wants to stick pods of his butt. Yeah. Maybe he will though.
He might. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take him to a morgue.
Take him to a morgue, introduce him to a new friend who won't mind how much he texts.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, drop him off in a field once or twice, and I think he'll get the point.
Sounds good. He awakens, yeah, in the back of a car abandoned in the middle of a field yeah. Somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
Yeah. I think we solved it, right? Yeah, just make him think
perfect.
You're kind of a shitty friend. Oh, it's great.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I think it's one of those things where... You know, she knows what to do. It's just shitty. It's just shitty when people can't read those cues. And
yeah.
You know, you have to be the person to figure it out. It's not fair.
Yeah, the cue reading stuff is hard.
I had this kid on my street when I was younger that I didn't like, but he always wanted to come over and play. And he's just like, he was just like dirty. And like, and I'm not saying this is like a classist thing. He was just like a kid. He had like was from a family with money, but he just himself was dirty. Like
right.
he
wasn't
like,
taking showers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He said like gross. You know, kids who just have like black fingers because they're just like touching mm-hmm. Dirt and stuff.
You had
all
a McCoil in your street.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And then he was, like always like, yeah. And so he liked to like play with like worms and stuff. And I was like, this is gross. I don't want to see this shit. And my dad at one point. Like my dad started like having my back and being like oh he can when this kid would come over he knew I didn't like him and be like oh he's taking a nap right now.
Aww.
And I was like oh that was really nice of my dad to fucking
cockwalk
this kid.
That's the thing. Sometimes you just need someone to white lie for you.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, maybe husband needs to start stepping in here being like she's taking a nap right now.
Yeah.
Every time you try to contact
that would be good. You could also have Bort like I mean I don't know if you want to have like Bort say anything or not to be like. You know, Jess is like super stressed with a lot of stuff, and she's like,
right.
Her schedule is like, really overwhelmed.
I think you can just say that yourself.
Yeah,
like, I'm
block.
Not really socializing right now.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm just too busy with, I mean, I think it's okay.
I think
to
you just
say
keep
that.
Repeating
yeah.
That, honestly, until it's like either, yeah, I get, keep repeating slash phase out, and
yeah,
then it'll have to work itself out, I guess, you know?
Yeah, I think that's the way to do it eventually.
It'll have to work itself out. That's my.
Yeah.
Yeah, one way or the other.
But I agree. It's okay if people don't like you.
Yeah, it's kind of freeing. A little bit sometimes.
Right.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
I'd say at this point in my life, I'm mostly disliked. I'm okay with that.
It's a relief, really.
Yeah, it feels good. I'm like, oh, okay. All right, cool. Yeah.
Although, I will say, I'm listening to this podcast about happiness. Mm-hmm. At the this Yale teacher did this podcast. It's called like the Happiness Lab or something. Mm-hmm. It does talk about how your people that engage like strangers in conversation are actually much happier. Which, like, mm-hmm. in our heads, we were all like, that sounds so annoying. Like, I would never uh-huh. want a stranger to talk to me. But, like, in reality, when they test it, people do feel, like, better well-being when they interact with other people.
But is that, like, the people who both sides of the conversation?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, they tested both sides. It's just that in our brains, we're picturing it more unpleasant than it's actually
that's
going to be.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like, we're bringing in our fears of others right. into yeah, our, like, visualization of what that yeah. would be like.
I do like talking to strangers.
Me too.
Yeah.
I have an easy time having a conversation with someone I've just, like, oh, you're just a person, you know, I'm just running into, or just a service worker. I'm just striking up with a conversation within the store. Yeah, also because I can kind of, I know what the beats of early conversation are. Yeah, so
exactly.
It's like, you know.
Mm-hmm. And kind of pass the time for each other a little bit.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It was probably when I like started antidepressants again, but I was talking to a lot of strangers. But it did, like, it made me feel better because I think the instinct was there for me to want to do it, and nothing like, you know, too out there, but just like a normal moment where it like felt like someone should talk, but no one did.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know? And I like started doing that, and I was like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
we can communicate with each other.
We all know, especially living in a big. I think in a big city, it is a little bit more heightened because there is weirdness in any big city.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, of course.
So we all have our guard up a little bit more. So I think those anxieties just are even
for
bigger.
Sure.
But yeah, I think people in general want to talk to you.
I think I just remember always going to like a Kmart with my grandmother on Saturdays, and she would always just be chatting to whoever was in line around her.
Oh yeah,
or
my mom is like the queen of like striking up those conversations.
Yeah,
and so when you're there, I'd be like embarrassed, but I'm like, mm-hmm. oh okay, I get it. You're just like connecting with other human beings. Right. What is this?
You're just like taking a minute, and it's also it's nice because it's also like there's always an end too. Like. And just remembering, oh, this isn't a thing that I've, an obligation that I've signed on to forever or whatever. It's just like a nice little moment with a person and then I'll never see you again.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is if you keep seeing them and then you got to figure out what the fuck that is.
Oh, yeah, that's when it gets hard.
I had an associate at my weed dispensary one time. I was like having just like a friendly day mm-hmm. and I got into like a long conversation with one of the bud tenders, but mm-hmm. now it's a fucking thing. Every time I go in there, she'll be helping another customer and it's like, hi. And it's
like it's not like that.
Once you become I always get uncomfortable once I become a regular at a place.
Yeah.
Just like, okay, they're recognizing me and anticipating what they think I want, you know, mm-hmm. and like that always makes me like, oh, okay, this is, now it's time to find a new diner. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Once you're a regular, you got to get a new diner. Yeah.
It's like, no, you don't know me.
Yeah. I will say, I went into this felt pretty good. I went into like my favorite bar near my house and was with my roommate and we got like shots or something and then the waiter came over and she was like, oh, those are on me. I'm a fan or something. And I was like,
oh, that's fine.
I was like, thank you. And I was like, oh, how long have you worked here? Because I didn't like recognize her.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, I've seen you a few times. I just didn't want to say anything. And I was
shit.
Yeah. So that felt pretty good. That's when like any regular
shaz, cool.
I was like, hell yeah. So
do you get a lot of.
I never get recognized. I rarely get recognized, but like this was a point in my career like 9 years ago, 10 years ago when like I never got recognized because I basically had done nothing. Mm-hmm. But just by pure coincidence, my brother was visiting. My brother lives in San Diego. He's not in the entertainment industry. And we went to this nice restaurant and sat down. And the waiter just like, again, this was like something that happened maybe twice that entire year. The waiter like recognized me and was like, hey, man. Apps are on me. Huge fan. But
yes.
Maybe thought I was someone else.
Yeah.
But it was perfect for like my brother being there and being like,
that's
whoa,
awesome.
All right. Okay. Things are happening for Nick.
That's awesome.
Yeah. If someone else is there, it doesn't count.
Do you get a lot of like Applebee's gift cards and stuff from fans? Or?
People do. When we meet people after especially after we do live shows, people do have a lot of like snacks they like to give us or just like weird pieces. Of chain restaurant memorabilia or
nice.
people have given us like gift cards and gift certificates for like restaurants and it's always like this is so nice and also please don't just give me money because you don't need to do that but and then we've also had brands try to reach out to us and try to give us stuff but that always feels like we always say on our show the Doughboys can't be bought because I don't feel like I want to Like, if I'm getting a gift card mailed to me by from Del Taco, how can I be objective about Del Taco? And I have to be objective about Del Taco. Yeah. That's the whole mission statement of the podcast.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Your commitment to integrity is admirable.
Yes, yeah.
Anyway, if you want to, do an ad on Lady Lady, hit us up because we're open.
Yeah, it's for sale.
Del Taco, we'll take your fucking
Absolutely.
Subway does, like, is a fan. California Subway is a big fan of ours.
Oh, that's awesome.
Feels pretty good.
What was our interaction with them? I forgot.
Didn't they were referencing one of our episodes, like, in a tweet to us.
I definitely would take that Subway art. Like, I would put that on my wall.
I love Subway.
Close-ups of onions and
What's
shit.
Your take on Subway?
The last time I went to Subway, I did not have a great experience. It's tough because... I've been going to Subway for so long. Like, that's like a restaurant I've been going to since I was a kid, and I feel like it's like very predictable, but it's just so stagnant. Like, it's just, what is Subway doing that's at all? There's so many, especially in the sandwich sector, like, there's so many sandwich places that are better now. Subway's the cheapest, but it's just like Jersey Mike's, Firehouse Subs, Jimmy John's even. Give me one of those.
Yeah, it is interesting because, like, Subway seems like they're trying to, like, innovate sometimes, but A, there's no advertising about it. So then you just go in there and they're like, we make pizza now. And you're like, what the fuck?
It's always
this?
A swing and a miss.
It's always weird and gross looking.
To be fair, their last ad campaign was Jared.
Yeah.
And then they were like, okay,
they're
I think
like,
we're done.
No more.
That was an issue.
Yeah. I used to hate it as a kid. I hated the smell of Subway as a child.
You hated the smell of Subway?
I hated the smell of it, yeah. I'm not a deli meat person.
There's something about the meat. You're smelling like the bread, baby.
I don't know, whatever it was. I just like always hated the way Subway smelled. Whenever my dad would go, I would just like pout in the corner until it was time to leave.
You were the kid pouting in the corner?
Yeah, it was me.
That was you.
Yeah, it was me. I hated being at Subway. I can take or leave a Subway now. It's mostly Subway is like where I go when I'm on the road and I have to like eat in a healthy place at a gas station.
Right.
Like that's like the one I'll go to. I'll be like, all right, I guess I'll get like a veggie sandwich here or whatever.
See, I find its blandness and its familiarity comforting. I like that shitty vinaigrette.
I
like that lettuce.
People are going there.
Yeah. No, I get it. I just have bad early associations with it. So my dad would always get the seafood medley one.
Oh, that's the worst one.
I've never seen that. I never want to be near it.
It's an ice cream scoop of seafood and mayonnaise.
Yeah.
It's really...
Tess is going to die.
I have this... My high school friends, we have a group text going. We all... We did shrooms in Sedona, and a conversation came up about how, like, two of us hate potato salad, and the other three have been, like, bombing with pictures of potato salad. There's nothing like being assaulted by mayonnaise salad.
It's perfect.
Are you one of the potato salad haters?
Hater.
You hate it. Do you like anything in that sort of realm?
No.
She doesn't like mayo, so it's like
mayo.
A
white condiments in general.
How did that ever get called salad? How did
Thank
that
you.
Get roped into the
it's a
salad
cold,
world?
Because it's a yes. cold serve. It's a cold side. That's it. That's the word.
It is a crazy because then you get your tuna salad, your chicken salad, your potato salad, macaroni salad. Mm-hmm. But then like there's also ones like the carrot and raisin salad.
Yeah, right.
Coleslaw, I guess, is kind of in that world.
Is Jello salad? There's like Jello salad.
Oh yeah, Jello salad with mayo.
Ambrosia.
Ambrosia. Yeah.
No.
Marshmallows and mayonnaise?
Dude, yeah, it is.
The 50s were fucked up.
It's crazy.
We were dealing with getting over the Nazis, and we just were like, that's when we were like, yeah, tuna salad, who cares? Whatever. How many people died? Okay, but savory Jello, great. We call that a meal. That's absolutely why that happens.
We should start baking Jello. You don't even do that. Whatever. We should start giving those creepy Jello molds to all of our guests when they
come.
That would be fun. Yeah. Nick.
Sorry, you're the first. You'll get one shipped to your door.
Yeah.
A few days old, some like nice mayonnaise in there. Well, thanks everybody. Thanks, Nick, for being on the show.
Oh my God, what a treat! This was a delight.
Yeah. So tell everybody where they can find you, and tell us about your new podcast too.
Well, so on social media at Nick Weiger, and I'm on Twitter, and then on Instagram, mostly post pictures of Sonic the Hedgehog. I have my podcast Doughboys, which is about chain restaurants. I co-host with Mike Mitchell, my good friend, and we review your Del Tacos, your Subways, your Olive Gardens, your Outback Steakhouses. That runs the gamut from sit down to fast food.
I have a question.
Yes.
My boyfriend is from Chicago, and when you went to Portillo's.
Yes.
Portillo's.
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 Yeah.
you got pasta.
It wasn't the only thing I got. I got that as kind of a troll, but yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was wondering because literally Brendan was like, "Who's your guest tonight?" Was it Nick Weigert? He was like, "Pasta Portillo's." Yeah.
People were livid. People were so mad.
Like you got, yeah, there. Yeah. People.
It's fucking beautiful.
Is that like getting a yogurt parfait at McDonald's?
Yes. I think it's
you're
like
supposed
yeah.
to get the hot
more,
dog. Though.
Yeah, more egregious. Yeah,
I felt like it, people were as mad at me as they are mad at Ellen for being friends with George W. Bush. Just so
no, that tracks.
I got the sandwiches too, and the, yeah. you know that place is Portillo's is great. It's dynamite. And then I have this other podcast. How Did This Get Played? Me and Heather Ann Campbell, and we play shitty video games and we review them, and that's a lot of fun. So check those out.
Heck yeah!
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're gonna head over to Patreon and teach you guys how to steal underwear from Victoria's Secrets.
Patreon.com/ladylady. Come see us over there for all the fun stuff we're doing, and we'll see you over there.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love
bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.